Beautiful star of Bethlehem,
in the Christian hymnal? Okay. Do many of you know this song? It's not very familiar to me. I don't believe. Anybody else know the song? I'm sorry, I don't know it well enough to lead it, I'm afraid. Anybody else have a selection?
92.
92. Joy to the world.
Yeah.
glad to have Kent with us tonight, so we'll look to him for devotions at this time.
Greet each one tonight in Jesus' name. It's a blessing to be here. I'm thankful to be here. Maybe it'd be easier on the flesh not to have to stand up here in front of all you, but I'm thankful to be here tonight. And I was thinking this morning as the different ones were giving what they were thankful for, and I was thinking what I would have said if it would have been me. And I'm thankful for what God has done in my life and what he continues to do and his patience with me as he continues to work in my life. Thankful for that. And what Brother Nolan said about being a little afraid of maybe to just open ourselves to God, I know what he means. It's something our flesh cringes at, just letting go, totally letting go. For tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about love. And it was probably a couple months ago, I was impressed. I was convicted of my lack of love for my brothers that they're at home in our church there. And so I studied into it, and I eventually... had to have a topic, and so I had it on love. So I'm kind of brotherly love. So I'm kind of going off of some of those notes tonight here. Kind of what got me started thinking is one morning I was having my devotions or something, and it just kind of struck me, you know, to just be getting along with someone is not really loving them. There's actually a pretty big difference between working together and tolerating someone. Maybe say it that way. There's a difference between tolerating someone and loving them. And so that's kind of what got me started thinking first. I'm going to read some passages from 1 John. I'm going to start with, and this is, there's a lot of verses in 1 John about brotherly love. But first off, I'm going to start in 1 John chapter 3. And I'm going to read verses 11 through 18. 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 to 18. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. And we know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brother. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Okay, also from chapter 4. Verses 7 through the end of the chapter, verses 7 through 21. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifest, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. We have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. Okay, just a few things on this, these passages here. First of all, love comes from God. Remember which verse it was then. It said that God, verse 16 of chapter 4 says that God is love. So love comes from God. And I was trying to think, why does God love us? It's definitely not anything that we've done. And I think this is right. I would like for someone to correct me if I'm wrong. But God loves us because God is love. It's kind of like God is holiness. That's what he is. And so God is love. That's why he loves us. And when we look at ourselves and how and our relationship with God and that God has done so much for us, do we really have any reason not to love our brother? And going back to chapter 3, verse 12 there, it talks about Cain and Abel. It's one of the things that can really derail our love. Probably one of the easiest things is jealousy. When we see that someone else, maybe someone else is getting ahead of us financially, or it just seems like maybe things turn out right for them all the time, and that can destroy us pretty fast. If we love someone, we're going to be glad to see them get ahead of us. In chapter 16, verse 16, chapter 3, sorry. We can know God's love because he laid down his life for us. Jesus died for us, so we know that God loved us because of that. It says, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brother. If we are in agreement with someone, we don't have to submit. It's not submission if we are already in agreement with him. When we disagree is that we have to submit. It takes humility to submit. We have to basically let someone else walk over top of us. I'm not talking about giving in on biblical principles. That's not what I'm talking about. But opinions. Are we willing to submit? Or maybe it's submitting to the rest of the brotherhood. Are we humble enough to do that? First Peter 5:5 says, "All of you be." Just one phrase out of that verse says, "And all of you be subject one to another." In our world today that we live in, it's not popular to be humble. We can look around and we see people. They feel like they can't let anyone run over them. And I wonder sometimes if that has an influence on me in my life. Okay, verse 17 and 18. Love has consequences. If we have love, it will show. If you look back there at verse 16, we know that God loves us because Jesus died for us. So if we love our brother, it's going to show. There's going to be outworking of that. One other thing. Love is not always easy, and sometimes we probably get mixed up with the emotion of it. But I think that there comes a time when there's a place for deciding to love. Maybe we don't have the feeling, but we decide because we know what God, we recognize what God has done for us, and we recognize that I think that there is, I think you can decide to love, even if it's hard. And of course, we need to have that connection with God. If we have a hard time loving, I think one of the first things we need to check is how is our personal spiritual life? What's our connection with God? Because God is love. And so that love needs to flow through God, through our lives, and be shown to others around us. So that's my challenge. It's a challenge for me. And my challenge for each one of you here is to love as God loved us. Let's kneel for prayer.
Father in heaven, we come to you this evening, Father, just thank you for your love for us, and thank you for what you've done for us. And help us, Father, to draw close to you, and that we would have that hunger and thirst to know you, to be more like you. I just pray that you would bless the rest of the service tonight. Bless the singing, Father. And may it lift our hearts to you, Father. And may it honor and glorify you. Pray this all according to what we pray in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Ken, for sharing those thoughts. A verse there, or verse 20 of chapter 4, it's a verse that we often we read and we think about different times, but it struck me tonight when it was read again. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And you know, that's a challenge. You know, sometimes, you know, we can tolerate a person, but to truly love someone, we're willing to give our life for that person. We're willing to do whatever we can for them. Thank you, Kent, for sharing, and it's good to have you here with us. Let's open our Christian hymnals to song number 634. Song number 634 in the Christian hymnal.
For the
Oh, children can come up front and stand right up here in the front, and Charity will be leading the children in those songs.
Thank you, children, for those songs, and Charity for leading them. It was the last song there has a really profound message. My God is so big. It's a simple song, but very deep meaning, a lot to it. Does somebody have a selection?
18 in the church hymnal.
And after this song, we'll look to a ladies' group in charge of Marty. And immediately following that, I'm going to ask, let me see, Jonathan, if you'd want to come up and lead one of maybe Charles Scarry's favorite songs. And then Charles, if you'd want to maybe just give us a little bit, if you feel like it, give us a little bit of a from your seat there, say why it means something to you. And Jonathan, come up and lead that. And that'll be immediately after the ladies' group. Song number 18 in the church hymnal.
So
two verses. Marty at this time.
We're singing two songs tonight, and the first one we're singing is He Has Made Me Glad. And we can't always be happy, but we can always have joy in our life, and we can always praise Him. It says, I will enter His gate, His courts with praise. And I think sometimes that's when the sacrifice comes in, is when we go ahead and praise God when we're not feeling like it. But He has, and then He will make us glad. And then also the second song is The King of Who I Am. And it's only because that He is the King of who we are that we can have anything to praise Him about.
Traveled down, you have walked before me. To glorious power, grant us.
wisdom, grant us courage for the facing of this hour, for the facing of this hour. Though the hosts of evil around us scorn thy Christ, assail his ways from the fears that long have bound us, free our hearts to faith and praise. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the living of these days. Places, gird our lives as they may be, armored with the Christ-like graces, in the fight to set men free. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, that we fail not man nor thee, that we fail.
Changed her life. After this song, we're going to look to Brother Steve Overholt for a group.
She always loves her, and I decided to
Constant love that keeps on loving. Thank you. Come brighter than the rising sun.
The Son of God.
The Son of God is leading us free us from our human sin.
We wait for me.
We wait for the night clear. There's a light to come into our darkness. There's a light to come in our coming away. There's a light to come into our darkness. Come, O light, and shine today. There's a light to come.
There's a
King a coming.
There's a
joy a coming. The Son of God is near. God is.
To my immortal home.
Thank you, everyone, again, for taking part. We'll turn the rest of the time over to one of the ministers.